to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Longtime supporter of Second Amendment rights. You know, I believe every American has Second Amendment rights and that the ability to hunt is part of our culture. I had an NRA rating of an A, but, you know, enough is enough. I'm father of three daughters, and this weekend they all said, Dad, you know, how can this go on? And I think most of us, realize that there are ways to get to rational gun control. There are ways to grapple with the obvious challenges of mental illness. And the idea that we can just kind of ignore this issue, I join with the president, and I think reasonable folks in both parties. And I think the overwhelming majority of Americans who are gun owners who believe that we've got to put stricter rules on the books.
Well, there's the beginning of the debate about gun laws. Virginia Senator Mark Warner says that it's time to change the gun laws. 800-510-8255. He may not be wrong, but there have to be some other things that change as well. Do you agree? And if so, how do you want to express yourself? You can email me, Doug, at DougSteffen.com, or you can call us at 800-510-8255. Certainly the school shooting is where we get started, and probably we'll spend most of our time in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Joe Scarborough here says that what happened at Sandy Hook has changed everything in his life.
I've spent the past few days grasping for solutions and struggling for answers, while daring to question my own long-held belief on these subjects. I've always taken a libertarian's approach to Hollywood's First Amendment rights and gun collectors' Second Amendment rights. And I stood by those libertarian beliefs after Columbine, after Aurora, and after Arizona. Those young men who slaughtered innocents were crazy, after all. And they would have found another way to kill their victims if their guns of choice were not available. But last Friday, a chilling thought crossed my mind as I saw the Times Square ticker over ABC spit out news of yet another tragic shooting in yet another tortured town by yet another twisted son of that community. How could I know that within seconds of reading that scrolling headline that the shooter would be an isolated middle-class white male who spent his days on his computer playing violent video games? How did I know that it was far more likely that he had a mental condition than a rational motive? And how did I know the end of this story before the real reporting even began? I knew the ending of this story because we've all seen it too often. I knew that day that the ideologies of my past career were no longer relevant to the future that I want, that I demand for my children. Friday changed everything. It must change everything. We all must begin anew and demand that Washington's old way of doing business is no longer acceptable. Entertainment moguls don't have an absolute right to glorify murder while spreading mayhem in young minds across America. And our Bill of Rights does not guarantee gun manufacturers the absolute right to sell military-styled, high-caliber, semi-automatic combat assault rifles with high-capacity magazines to whoever the hell they want. It is time for Congress to put children before deadly dogmas. It's time for politicians to start focusing more on protecting our schoolyards than putting together their next fundraiser. It's time for Washington to stop trying to win endless wars overseas while we're losing the war at home.
Amen to that, brother. Man, I haven't heard it so well put in all the discussions with all of the Democrats and all the Republicans. Tighter controls on guns, but it isn't the only way to fix this, nor is it to a T, the only way to address this. 800-510-8255. Writing about Newtown has had me sitting at this computer for an hour trying to find the right words. This has hit all of us hard because such young, defenseless children were involved. For me, it had a second impact. As my daughter from my first marriage grew up and went to school in Newtown in the 70s and 80s, I visited this town, this small town. But beyond that, the question is, where do we go from here to solve the increasing violence problem accruing all too often in our country? I have no answer, only more questions. Is it a gun problem? Is it a mental health problem? Is it a media or video game problem? Is it a religious problem? Is it a parent, single parent problem? The answer I give to this blogger is yes to all of those things. It is an evil problem that, my friends, has existed since the beginning of time. I am against assault weapons, but that's a simplified solution. Many parents have had to deal with young adults who seem to be troubled or isolated and, after counseling, remain troubled. But how do you know when they're going to snap, go get a weapon? We don't. Many children are loners, but not murder candidates. Many of them become great citizens. Adam Lanza was never violent, just withdrawn. But he was troubled, and introducing him to shooting automatic weapons was probably not a good idea. But I believe his parents tried to help him. Whatever they tried didn't work. Many of us have had similar frustrating experiences. In the weeks to come, hopefully we'll get answers. In the meantime, I am sure we hear a lot of political answers that will not solve the problem. We need more love and understanding. Hugs for your children and grandchildren, no matter how old they are. Thank you to Marty for writing that. 800-510-8255. The silence will not continue, it would appear, and that's a good thing. If nothing else, these 20-some-odd people who died last Friday, hopefully with the intelligence of the mainstay of our country, they will have started something that will probably not end the problem, but help us deal more intelligently with the problem. What he just said, what Joe Scarborough said about fighting these endless stupid wars and glorifying a military through all of the horrors of war, there is something better for those people who put a uniform on, in fact, it would seem to me. I'm going to tell you about a movie that I saw yesterday when the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
If you faced foreclosure in 2009 or 2010, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know you may be able to get a free foreclosure review through a program ordered by federal bank regulators. If errors in your foreclosure process are found, you could get compensation. You give up nothing by requesting a review or accepting compensation. The deadline is December 31st, 2012. To determine if you're eligible and request your review, go to independentforeclosurereview.com or call 1-888-952-9105.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
800-510-8255. Getting this done is so important. Let's sign on now to our affiliate in Roseburg, Oregon, KQEN, where host Brian Prowitz talks to Oregon State Representative Dennis Richardson about his proposal to increase security at schools in that area.
He sent an email out to a number of folks down in your area. Talk about what your thoughts about a potential piece of legislation or at least an idea, a route to go in response to the school shooting situation.
Well, actually, I received an email from one of our school superintendents expressing, you know, the horror of what took place back in Connecticut, and I responded to that and two other school superintendents with my own email saying, yes, we all mourn for the families of these 20 children and six adults that were killed, but we also should take this as an opportunity to ensure that our children and our teachers are protected in the case of a psychopath coming on campus and being the only armed person on campus and having the ability to just shoot until they run out of ammunition or commit suicide.
So what is your idea that you have considered in the wake of the situation?
Well, you know, I've looked at this, and it's been 14 years since we had the killings on Eugene's Thurston campus, you know, and then a year later we had Columbine, and what have we done? Well, we said, well, let's lock down. In other words, let's limit the access and stop the number of killings that can take place, but we have not addressed the reality that our kids are unsafe. What I believe we should do, or at least consider, is having campus responders. In other words, two or three school personnel, maybe they're prior military or prior law enforcement or just trained individuals who are allowed to carry on campus or to have in a metal lockbox inside of a locked drawer on their desk a firearm. And when the first shots are fired on that campus, these responders can respond with lethal force against lethal force.
What's been the response from your area after the email that you put out?
Well, I was called Saturday morning by a teacher who's recently retired here in Southern Oregon. He said, I just want you to know that I carried a 9mm for years as a teacher because I wasn't going to let that happen in my school. I know the principal that also did that. You know, we have this situation where the pacifists, and I'm afraid that we have many of those in our school administration, have said, we can't have guns on school because what if a child were to get one? Well, let me tell you, when the only armed person on your campus is somebody intent on killing our children and our teachers, then that argument certainly is fairly hollow. What we need are people who are prepared to respond immediately.
800-510-8255. So, what have we heard so far? A middle-of-the-road Republican senator says things have to be changed. A talk show host who says everything has changed for him. How's it working for you at this point? 21 after the hour.
Down What America's Talking About. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Now is the time for leadership. So what does the leadership need to provide to this country? The president called the nation out. He asked the question of whether or not we as a nation are doing enough to keep our children safe. Is safety guns at the doors of schools? Is safety the lack of availability of certain sorts of armaments? We cannot tolerate this anymore. These tragedies must end. We must change. So what are you? Do you agree with that? And if you do, what are you willing to give up? Here's host John Justice talking to media analyst Stephen Kruser about the news media coverage of all of this.
We're having all the wrong discussions again. The left is being completely uncivilized and thinks they're justified in doing so. And we're in the middle of the tragic cycle once again.
One of the things that shocked me lately when things like this happen is the quickness with which some of this stuff hits the blogosphere, the online news sites. It's you know how newspapers always had celebrity obituaries ready to go?
Right.
You know, they had it already written up and filed for years for whenever the celebrity happened to have died so that they could get it out right away. That's what this almost felt like, because I went and checked the other day on a couple of the news aggregate sites and a couple that I contribute to. And there was stuff out there as if this thing had happened hours ago. There was so much content in such a short time from the political aspect, especially from the gun control people, that it's just, and I don't want to think that people are this awful, but it feels like they're sitting around waiting for something like this to happen and almost enjoying the opportunity. Almost. I'm not saying, I don't want to go there and think people are that dark. But that's the way that they jump all over this instead of, oh, yeah, it's tragic, but, and then they go right to the legislation or the political argument is kind of nauseating to me.
They are that dark, though. I mean, I'll say it, they are. They thrive off of this. I mean, it's no, equate it to that individual who is in the codependent relationship, and for as much as they want to talk about how much they like it, they continue to perpetuate it because they feed off of it. I think they do. I think there is a certain level where they relish this. They'll never admit it, but I mean, it's unfortunately the true nature of a lot of individuals that see this as an opportunity and immediately jump on board and start driving the narrative that we always expect them to drive.
The fact that there's not even the slightest pause given to pondering the horror of it, or just acknowledging that you're kind of numb and don't have any response to it.
800-510-8255. Here's host Jeff Wagner talking about Roger Ebert's criticism of the media, saying they are responsible for shootings like this.
Roger Ebert. Everybody knows Roger Ebert, you know, part of Siskel and Ebert, the theater review guy. Big lefty. Big, big, big lefty. Well, he's got his own theory. He's out saying, you know who he blames? You know who he blames for what happened on Friday? He blames the media. He blames the media. Not necessarily TV or movies or video games. He blames NBC and ABC and CBS. His theory is, by covering these events, what you do is you glorify them and you make people more likely to want to act out in that fashion. To me, I'm like, okay, this isn't Taxi Driver. I mean, you've got some, you know, dangerously mentally ill person who's going to, like, end up taking their life after they take as many people as they can with them. In all honesty, I don't think that they're thinking about the news coverage they'll get. But Roger Ebert says so. I'm not sure I buy that.
All right. Well, listening to all of this stuff, one wonders what really makes a difference. Your calls will, I'm sure, and we get to them next here on The Countdown.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
1-800-510-8255 is now the time for leadership, the discussion that continues on most of the talk radio, the news talk radio stations of the country. Lots of discussion in every corner. The first funerals in the massacre began yesterday. Two of the children laid to rest. First grader Noah Posner and then Jack Pinto, both 6 years old, separate services. Pinto loved the New York Giants and idolized Victor Cruz. Posner was a smart boy who liked to figure things out mechanically. His twin sister, Ariel, survived the attack. There are two dozen more funerals coming in the next few days. So I think one of them is today for Jessica Ricos. And situation with the Westboro Baptist Church. Can you imagine these idiots? They announced plans to picket Sandy Hook Elementary. Hackers attacked them, releasing information including home addresses, emails, and phone numbers. These people are unbelievable. My God. Ugh, what dreck. The callers in a moment. Let me just play for you an excerpt from The View yesterday where Sherry and Elizabeth were talking about how they both have younger children, and they talked about how they handled telling their children about this shooting.
I can't imagine with you guys, with the kids, with little ones, how are you talking about it, or are you talking about it?
We were texting back and forth about it. What did you end up doing with Jeffrey?
Well, you know, the principal at Jeffrey School sent us an email and said, you know, because they were so young, if you know, keep the TVs off, shield them as much as possible. If they were unaware, then, you know, it was up to us. And I felt for Jeffrey, he was not aware of what was going on. And I chose not to put my issues on him. So I chose not to tell Jeffrey anything.
But he might hear about it, though.
We kept the TV off, but he heard about it one time when he was watching a Knicks game, and they gave a moment of silence for the Sandy Hook victims. And he said, Mommy, I thought Hurricane Sandy was over.
He thought
it was Hurricane Sandy. And I let him think that. So for him, he's still unaware, and at the school, they will not address it unless the kids specifically ask.
How about you?
Okay, I think, you know, like you said, I think everyone was in a really sad place of grieving, and I think it's hard because as a parent you need to be strong for your kids. Mm-hmm. We were in the same place. We had a good friend tell us when his daughter was asking about Columbine years ago, he said to her, she was asking details, natural of a child to do so, he said to her, honey, when we travel through the airport, do I ask you to carry the heaviest bag? And she said, no. He said, I don't ask you to carry the heaviest bag because that's my job as your father. I'll take the heaviest bag and you take the one you can handle. So I went with that. And I think every child's different. We're not trained to know what to do in this situation. And I tried to give Grace one more day of not knowing. I thought eventually she'd either find out from us or somebody else. And with all, you know, parents can understand. Right. Someone sometimes gets them information before you do. And a friend did tell her detailed information.
A friend of hers
told her detailed information that would not have been the amount of information I would have given her. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, I think we had a soulful discussion about what happened.
800-510-8255. All right, let's take some calls on this. You know what? I almost don't want to. I don't want to say anything except Brian. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yes.
I'm listening, and so is everybody else. Go ahead.
Yes. My thing that I'm taking from this most recent incident is that we as parents, and I think most people feel the same as in this modern age, with the realization that we cannot protect our babies from the evils of the world is a hard thing to swallow, and it's going to be tough. And I think I would like to see the far left and far right just sit this one out and let the rest of us realize there can be things done that are reasonable and accomplishable to help make this a safer society on all fronts. and to have reasonable discussions, not just these hot button issues that they all want to arm every teacher or get rid of every gun. I mean, that just shuts everyone down.
Well, it's also a part of the problem with some of the hard left and hard right who are doing talk radio programs and talk television programs and throwing gasoline on the fire. So I think your accounting here is very accurate and important thought. Thank you. Karen's in Springfield, Oregon, next on the countdown. Yes, ma'am.
I'm a former elementary school teacher, and I have listened intently over the last two or three days to all of the opinion people, and I want to step out of the box for just a second and say, instead of trying to put all of the feathers back into the pillow, how about if we step back and say and look at all of the people that are so centered on their right to own guns, and what is the mentality of the people that think that owning more guns makes them more safe, or owning guns makes them safe from our government? I think that we're looking at this whole thing sort of backwards. We can't, as much as possible, we can look at the people who commit these crimes, but a lot of it goes back to the schools have reduced funds, the state has reduced funds.
Well, let me stop you there. I think everything you've said to that point is accurate, including the notion that funds have been cut somewhat. But one of the things that we have to deal with in our reality, Karen, is that there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, abuse in the system. So much money is being wasted on things that have no consequence. Reappropriating money, reestablishing priorities, maybe things to think about. But you brought also a good call to the discussion and the debate. Thank you very much for taking the time to call. 800-510-8255. Oliver in Brooksville, Florida, next on the countdown. Hello.
Yes, thank you. My take on this situation is it's really not going to get better. I would, in my heart, grieve for all those that are left behind and have lost loved ones. I, too, have a six-year-old boy, and I can only imagine what I would feel like. But what I want to say is it's an act of terrorism, if you will, and it will continue. But the way that I see out of that, or the way to reduce it, would be to put some security measures in our school.
Yeah.
Just like you would at a courthouse. You have to go through security, and they examine your baggage and so on and so forth. And some say that might cost a lot of money, but at least it's not wasted.
Well, that is, yes, it's not wasted, but what does it say about a society that has to do that? There's something more that needs to be reflected on here, and that's part of what Joe Scarborough, touched on in his mantra. Thank you, sir. Mark, another Floridian, go ahead. You're on the countdown. Hi.
Yes, I think that Connecticut has extremely strict gun laws. When you outlaw guns, the outlaws will be the only ones who have guns.
Okay, we heard that 150 million times, so let's keep moving. 800-510-8255. Sandy in California liked what the president had to say the other night.
I listened to him on the radio, so I don't get any facial feedback. But what I felt was that he had true mourning in his heart. The fact that he starts getting political, I think there's two things that he does automatically, perhaps without even thinking. One is that he becomes political, and two is that he will always campaign.
800-510-8255. You people who, and I say that not to sound like Rush Limbaugh, who make this about the president or anybody, the gentleman who called, we had on a few callers ago, who said, let the hard left and the hard right stay home on this one, and the, all of the shenanigans and the political suggestions. There's a political agenda, no question about it, on the part of those who are on the left to control guns. Yes. Will they carry the day? No. The people on the hard right who want everybody to have all kinds of guns, anything that they want, are they going to carry the day? No. This, I do believe, is a turning point, as was suggested by somebody else. And I think those of you who are so ensconced in your previously held positions, whether it be hard to the left or hard to the right, are out to lunch, don't get it, and will not win or carry the day. 16 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster, sleep longer.
Hi, how can I help you?
You already did. With my, car loan.
Sir?
You know the great low-rate loan I got after you gave me that GM discount.
Excuse me, but did you just say something about a GM discount?
Oh, no, no, no. I said, I meant this counter instead of the other one.
Oh. Whew, that was close.
Sir, you really don't need to whisper. It's no secret. The credit union member discount from GM is available for all of our members.
Really?
Really?
Really? It's part of a program called Invest in America that gives credit union members special discounts on new Chevy, Buick, or GMC vehicles way below the MSRP. And as a member, you can save even more with some of the lowest financing rates available on auto loans.
That means I can save on a car and a loan.
Shh. What do you want everybody to know about it?
Actually, yes. With the GM discount and the Invest in America program, there's no better time to buy a new vehicle and to belong to a credit union. Visit lovemycreditunion.org. Credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA and are equal opportunity lenders.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troupe of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org. 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Richard in Texas has called as we continue our discussion of the shooting.
I've had about 30 years experience as a administrator and a special educator, and I think all the every time these come up, we talk about the gun laws and we talk about other factors. The bottom line is, folks, you know, and you know who's responsible for this kind of stuff, who's been cutting the mental health budgets over the last 10-20 years. It started back with Ronald Reagan and moved on through. Less and less money is going in to help the people, and there's people out there that are in terrible condition and in terrible need of help, and there's no funds. The medications that are being used sometimes benefits the drug companies, but not the individuals. Mental health in Texas has gone down. We're 50th in the nation now. There's people that are dying because they're not getting the proper medication, and we wonder why they end up killing our children or hurting us.
800-510-8255. Well, the problem is, yes, that we have cut money for a lot of these programs, and instead we have money being spent on defense. We don't cut the defense budget, but we cut budgets like this. Which do you think is more important? 800-510-8255. Jim is listening in Chesapeake, Virginia to the countdown. So, Jim, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you. One of my suggestions, you're asking for suggestions, is
yeah.
one of them is immediately stop advertising that certain schools are gun-free zones. It appears to me that one of the common denominators in all of these events were that these activities went out and advertised that they're a gun-free zone. And I know at Tech here, at Virginia Tech, at Blacksburg, that's what they did. I understand up at Connecticut they did the same thing, and certainly the Aurora, the movie theater, and Columbine did too. So if they can just do that, just not do that. I mean, that would be one step.
Mm-hmm. All right. An interesting take on it, sir. Thanks very much. 800-510-8255. I told you that I would tell you about a movie that I saw yesterday. This time of year, spent a lot of time in Los Angeles, and on my way back on the plane last night from Los Angeles to Boston, I was flipping through the choices that the media, there's a little computerized, a screen that they give you to pick your movies or television shows if you want to watch them. And I came upon a movie called Lawless, which I had not heard of before. It had Gary Oldman in it and Shia LaBeouf and some other people, some of whom you would know and some not. And I watched about 14 minutes of it and turned it off in horror and disgust because of the outrageous, unbelievable violence that was portrayed in this movie about what went on in the hills of the South during Prohibition. Just garbage. I can spell the word. Comes out of my cow's rear ends. And this is the kind of stuff that needs to be looked at in part. Part of the problem, not solution for the whole thing, but part of it is garbage like that.
down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm sort of doing a media survey, looking at some of the morning newspapers, some of the websites, some of the blog sites, some of the sites where the news channels put a lot of their material up, trying to get a little more information on what people are saying about this youngster, Adam Lanza. His next-door neighbor said he was just a quiet kid. On one side, he did something unspeakable, but on the other side, that's not how I remember him, says this lady. I also have been listening around because I have apps, TuneIn Radio and iHeart Radio. So I've been listening to stations in the Connecticut area. And during a sampling of some of the music stations, basically the air personalities have been acting as if nothing happened. Hartford in that area, over in the Poughkeepsie area. And I'm curious as to how you think maybe people in that area ought to be responding. I think a lot of the news talk radio stations have done an excellent job, and I don't say that because I'm a cheerleader for the format, which I am, obviously, doing a program like this and having been on the radio and having done talk radio since 1974. I get what this is all about, and it's about connection. It's about communication. It's about trying to take the cork out of the bottle, if you will. And you're still exposed to lots of things because we have so much in the new media, the continuing posting of these photos of the victims of the shooting, people who want to be heard for whatever the reason. I guess all of it is appropriate if you weigh it, listen carefully, and then try to figure out in your own mind what you'd do if you had children that were that age. Tommy is listening in Dallas, Texas. Tommy, you're on the countdown. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm all right, sir.
I just want to state my opinion. I really believe it comes from the parenting. The parenting are scared to discipline their kids, to bring them up. The old saying, you spoil the rod, you spoil the child.
Spare the rod and spoil the child is the expression. And, yeah, there are a lot of people who, I think I said this earlier, who prefer to be friends with their children instead of parents. You can be friendly, but you still have to understand that you are the parent, they are the child, they don't rule, you do. At least if there's an appropriate relationship, it would seem that ought to be the circumstance. Thank you, sir. Bill in Norfolk, Virginia, you're on the Countdown Live now, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to talk about, I don't want to talk about gun control. I'm tired of that conversation. What I want to talk about is, what are we teaching our kids in school as far as humane education and basic
human values, is that it basically? Is that what you're saying?
Human values and respect for other people.
Do you think that's the job? A lot of people argue with you that that's not the job of the schools. The job of the schools is to teach children how to add, subtract, multiply, and divide, and put a sentence together, and to learn languages, and to understand the history of our country, and not to teach the so-called values education. You don't agree with that?
Well, I agree that their primary purpose is those things you mentioned, but if they're not getting the values at home, then we need to teach them somewhere. And, you know, having a humane education in the schools, teaching that the sanctity of human life is important. We need to respect each other and take care of each other, because at the end of the day, we're all part of the human race.
Well, you have said something that may be the most important thing to be said here, Bill. The lack of respect that is obvious for people, and again, it starts often, sadly, with some of my brethren who do this for a living. The lack of respect that's shown by people in public discourse, the lack of respect that students show for teachers in school. I hear in my mind a recount of a circumstance that occurred in a Los Angeles high school where a teacher said to a child, a high schooler, who was going up and down the halls on one of those skateboards that wasn't allowed in the school, and the kid turned around and said, shut up, MF-er. You know, go away, you BITC. You know, that. So how do you deal with that?
I think you have to have a standard, and then you have to uphold that standard.
Yeah. Who's going to provide us? Listen, you're not getting an argument with me, but you're going to get a question about who's going to decide what the standard is. We've extolled the value and virtue of diversity in our country to the point where there's so many different values, it's hard to get a consensus, isn't it? Although we all pretty much agree this is certainly not appropriate or acceptable. But you know what I'm saying? I think you're on the right track. But we've got to have a major discussion and debate about this in our country, and not just about gun control laws themselves. You are right. Schools need to be approaching this differently. We need to know more about people who have problems like this. Wow, what a problem. Let's tackle it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.